Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Delighted to have Joe on early on this Wednesday morning. 1st of March, Joe, already.
It is indeed, yeah.
Great. Good morning, Joe.
How are you,
I know you're always up and about bright and early at this time.
Don't be paper
round. Joe, is this a real possibility? I mean, it looks like the City of Durban that were due to host the Games, sports chiefs in their country are beginning to say that they may have to drop out because of financial difficulties. Would Liverpool be ready?
Yeah, no, absolutely we would. I mean, look, the reality is we because Durban were booked to hold the Games in 22, and the way the system works is that it goes to Commonwealth countries, and it wasn't due, if you like, for the UK's turn till 2026. Now, because Durban, for not just financial reasons, but there's political issues in and around the municipal government there, as well as the national government, there are issues that we've been aware of that would make it difficult for Durban to host the Games in 2022. And as a result of that, we've had a conversation with our own government and Commonwealth Games England to express our interest to them that we would be able to deliver the Commonwealth Games in 2022. Now, the reason why we're doing that, and of course, because we've expressed a very, very strong interest for 2026, is that because if the Games does come to the UK in 2022, it is highly unlikely, in fact, probably it would not happen, that the Games would come to the UK in 2026. It would go elsewhere because you don't have the same country having the Commonwealth Games back-to-back, if you like. So, yes, we are ready. And even if, we don't have a new stadium, we can still use an existing stadium like Anfield in the same way Glasgow did to, make a stadium available for Games use. So, yes, we can do it. I'm confident that we'll be able to do it. 80% of the funding comes from central government. So, the reality is that what we would have to pay ourselves would help us leave a legacy behind, and that would be the intention. Mm. So it would be a catalyst for regeneration as well.
You mentioned Anfield there as a stadium. Surely that couldn't be used as the main stadium for all events, could it? You'd have to
Why not?
So you'd of course it could be able to initiate a redesign?
They've just done that in Glasgow. They used Celtic's ground. They raised the floor and, of it. It cost $18 million, but they raised the floor and in the stadium to create a bowl effect, and then they took it away. So they've just given examples a couple of years ago of how they did that.
So you don't need a purpose-built stadium as such?
No, absolutely not. No, you can use an existing stadium, but obviously with Everton building a new stadium, and they will have a new stadium built by 2022, it means that we will have an opportunity to discuss with Everton how we can accommodate the running track and the facilities that are required within it. And then it reverts back to a football stadium again after the use. So yes, it's all really deliverable and really possible, and we're up for it. This is a city that's delivered massive events in the past. We've got a real good offer to not only Commonwealth Games England, so to central government, but to the Commonwealth Games Federation. We will go out there and lobby hard for Liverpool to win that. Now, it remains to be seen. Birmingham were challenging us for 2026, and we were determined to beat Birmingham in that right to host them in 2026. It remains to be seen whether Birmingham would be interested in 2022, but we've already expressed a very, very serious bid to the government and to Commonwealth Games England. We met them a fortnight ago when we discussed the fact that Durban may well not be able to continue.
Right. As far as 2022 is concerned, I mean, it sounds a long way away, but it's only 5 years, isn't it? Which an awful lot would need to happen, do you feel, in terms of the preparation and the organisation of it? When you say 2026, people say, oh, yeah, it gives us plenty of time. So,
well, in actual fact, Mick, look, the problem was is that 2026 probably gave us more problems than 2022. Because, you know, we, for instance, if we are to use the North Liverpool docks as an area and stuff, whatever, or somewhere else within the city, whether it be the Garden Festival site or whether it be the east of Liverpool and the Stonebridge Cross area, whatever we decided to use, you know, if in 2026 we were going for it, we've got to hold back on that to get it. You know, to do it, but in 2022 it means that we've got the impetus and we can crack on and start doing it now. So in fact, there's less challenges. So, you know, the rest of it in terms of, you know, what we have to do with regard to students' accommodation, how we have to build some quality Olympic-sized pool and diving and stuff like that. All of those things, all that logistical stuff and what have you, we're absolutely confident that we'll be able to do. We're not worried about any of that, and we're absolutely committed to doing it. So what we've got to do now is find out whether government wants us to go forward, because as you rightly said, it is only 5 years away. So we've got to sit down with government, decide whether you know, they're going to choose us or if anybody else comes out the woodwork, negotiate what funding is available, and then we can crack on with doing it. And I'm confident, as I said, we'll be able to put a bid together that will knock the others out.
Hi, Joe. Mark here.
Okay.
Just a quick one. What would the timescale? When does South Africa have to sort of make that official decision?
I think what I'm hearing, and we only picked this up yesterday, and then we were asked the questions that would we be you know, interested in 2022, and of course we honestly and openly said yes. Well, we've already had conversations with government and Commonwealth in England whether we would be able to step up to meet that gap, and you know, the reality is it looks very, very seriously like Durban aren't going to be able to do that. So, you know, we step into the breach and are able to do it. But, you know, there's a legacy for us in terms of regeneration that would be left, but equally a legacy of, you know, we've got then 5 years, and if it's not 2022 and it's 2026, a real opportunity to motivate our young people, to encourage, you know, young athletes and young boxers and everybody to get, you know, to get involved in sport and to prepare themselves to get engaged in you know, the Commonwealth Games here in our city of Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, to give us the motivation and the, you know, the backing to get this kind of thing done, I think it's, and to get it done earlier would be
tremendous.
Better.
Really tremendous. I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, if you're a sports, young sports person and you're, you know, you've got talent and stuff, whatever, if you work hard, then, you know, what greater sort of thing to aim for, to actually participate in the sport that you're good at in your home city. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us, and one that we're seriously committed to going for.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.